there's public land, and then there is the public, how a well-armed public is using a longstanding argument between the Bureau of Land Management and a family of cattle ranchers in rural Oregon to invoke a very old battle for control of western land.
We are serious about being here. We're serious about defending our rights, and we are serious about getting some things straightened out.
A man named Cliven Bundy of Nevada got in trouble with the federal government over land rights back in 2014, and that's his son Amon speaking to CBS News about why he and his brother have occupied federal lands in rural Oregon on behalf of some Oregon ranchers. Disputes over federal land are nothing new in the West, where 47% of the land is believed to be held by federal authorities, including the Bureau of Land Management, and plenty of Westerners on our show had something to say about that. I live in rural Washington State, one of you says. I think it's essential to describe Bundy and his sort not as nutcases, but instead as armed gangsters using nutcase ideology to justify theft of land and property. On Facebook, a different view from Fred Perry. Big government has destroyed our individual rights for 400 years, and we're not going to take it anymore. The Hammond family and its ranch near Burns, Oregon, are at the center of this dispute. Dwight and Stephen Hammond are convicted of improper burning on federal lands. They have been given a stiff prison sentence due to mandatory minimum sentencing requirements, which reversed a judge's attempt to sentence the Hammonds to basically time served. They showed up to serve their sentence at a prison in San Pedro, California this week, and through their lawyer, appeared to disavow the Bundy protest going on back home. Joining us right now is Patrick Shea, former director of the Bureau of Land Management. Patrick, as you see this, is there a protest on behalf of the Hammonds or not at this point?
Well, I certainly agree with your reader that said these were illegal gangsters. They are criminals. They ought to be prosecuted in a good law enforcement fashion, but that does not mean to have a standoff. What we need to do is see if the president couldn't exercise his executive authority as he did on the gun registration question, perhaps grant the Hammonds to commute their sentence because they have served time.
Now, do you have any sympathy with the Western ranchers who view the tax liens by the BLM on non-payment of grazing fees as an attempt to restrict their business? In the case of the Hammonds, they seem to be terribly incompetent burners on their land, but nevertheless, the U.S. government being involved doesn't necessarily improve the situation, and it certainly raised tensions here. What's your view on all that?
No, I certainly have a great deal of sympathy for people who are still earning their living off the land. I think part of the problem is the global marketplace where the price of materials, whether it's beef or cattle, have been buffeted by prices that have made living off the land very, very difficult. And you combine that with the unfair competition of these large corporate farmers that have not just 100 acres or 200 acres, but have hundreds of thousands of acres, and the price that they are able to sell their product at puts enormous pressure on these family ranchers. And so I'm very sympathetic there. But as Senator Rubio said, we are a law-abiding citizen, and we need to obey the law. You know, my relatives, the Shea Rebellion back in the 18th century, reflect what happens when you try to revolt in a society such as ours, where we have a judiciary that is generally quite well-balanced, and we ought to follow the law.
So you've evoked now the Shays' Rebellion there, and there are people who talk about this as being an example of the Posse Comitatus, which goes back much farther than that even. It seems to me the Bundys want to play that card of standing in the footsteps of history here, and I'm wondering if you view them as part of this movement that's always existed in the United States of using guns and armed struggle to fight against federal government encroachment, or are they outliers? Are they trying to just get attention for themselves?
Oh, I think it's the latter. I think they've watched too many TV movies or John Wayne movies about, you know, being able to wield your gun to achieve what you want to achieve. And just as my relatives decided that they were going to rebel against a whiskey tax, these individuals are rebelling against things that they don't understand. and they use the rhetoric of patriots, but their actions are that of gangsters.
Finally, Patrick Shea, and we should note, you're a former director of the Bureau of Land Management, and so your views reflect that of the federal government as well as your own personal view. Let's just say the president does grant executive clemency and the Hammonds are released. Would you recommend that the federal government then go in and arrest the Bundys if they insist on staying on this land once the sentence has been reduced or commuted?
I'd let them sit there and isolate them until they came walking out. When I was a student and headed a sit-in, the president of the university I was at quite wisely let us sit there until we decided enough was enough and walk out. And I think if we isolate them, not have any violence, the matter will go away. I do think the Hammonds have served their time. They ought to be granted clemency. And then let's let the gangsters sit there until they decide they've had enough.
Patrick Shades, former director of the Bureau of Land Management, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.